From inside my warm home in Livingston, Montana, where it's currently negative 2 degrees outside and we have 2 feet of snow on the ground, this is a bonus episode of This Week in Yellowstone. What's the topic? January visitation for Yellowstone National Park. There is nothing funnier. Well, that's not true. There are lots of things funnier, but the abruptness at which this theme song ends, but when I start talking again, it makes me laugh, and I hope it makes you laugh too, because it's always a little jarring and a little bit like, whoa, what's going on? But yeah, welcome to another episode. Like I said off the bat, this is a bonus episode, and this week I am talking about the January visitation 2025 for Yellowstone National Park. The numbers were recently released. I'm recording this on February 18th, 2025, and like I said, this episode, I'm going to dive into the visitation for Yellowstone, give you some interesting facts and figures, and also let you know kind of what this means for the rest of the year, potentially. I'm going to be doing this every month. So obviously, I'm saying obviously a lot. Sorry about that. January is a tough one to gauge how the rest of the year is going. How the first month of the year kicks off is always just kind of a crapshoot for how the year will go. Weather is impacting travel, any number of issues. You know, we've had some years where January sees record visitation and then the rest of the year doesn't quite have that same zeal. So again, not sure what the takeaway will be from this one, but there's some interesting stats that I think you'll enjoy. So stay tuned. And if numbers do not interest you, you don't have to listen to this podcast episode. I'm not going to feel bad. In a couple days, I will be releasing the next This Week in Yellowstone that will talk about everything you know and love. This is just, like I said, every week. This is a passion project, and I enjoy talking about park visitation. So let's get into January's numbers. January of 2025 saw 40,363 recreation visitors. That number, if I'm clicking through my tabs, is the eighth most popular January on record. You may think, oh, the last 8 years were also, or last 7 years were also very good. With the 40,363, the years that have had more popular, that were more popular, had more visitation, were 2024, 2023, 2022. And then we go all the way down to 2002, 2001, 1995, and 1994 as years that had more January visitation than 2025. Obviously, the last few years are just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. You know, there's a ebb and a flow to it. 2022 saw 46,000 visitors. 2023 saw 45,000. 2024 saw 42,000. But the numbers that stood out to me when I was putting this together were 1994 and 1995. 95 makes sense because there was some hype for the wolves coming in. The wolves were released in January of 1995. And so, you know, there's some excitement there. But 1994, couldn't tell you why that number is at 40,000, nearly 41,000 visitors. That is way higher than it should be. To put that in perspective, 1991 had 28,000. 1997 had 31,000. I mean, obviously, some of that's probably the weather conditions, things like that. But still, when we're looking at park visitation, it's really interesting to look way back and to look at every sort of trend and to know that, you know, there were years in the 90s and even in the 80s where park visitation was pretty high compared to the U.S. population. You know, 2001 and 2002, we had a high visitation. Again, can't really tell you why, because in 2002, we had 40,465 visitors, but by 2004, there are just 22,817. Now, again, I do know that there is a slight skew to these numbers because you used to be able to also take your own snowmobiles into the park, so more people would go into the interior. However, that's a big jump anyway, because I don't know. It's not kind of a normal number to see, you know, the same amount of people entering the park now as in the 90s, when you think about the prevalent kind of conversation about how parks are being overloved and loved to death, where January of 94 and 95 saw more people than January of 2025. So do with that information what you will. I found it kind of interesting when I was looking at everything and wanted to share it with you all. So let's look at this January and how it compared to last year. Last year saw 42,740 visitors. We had a decrease this year of 5.56%. There were a few more non-recreation visitors this year, which is employees, things like that. But that makes sense. That doesn't really factor into much of anything. Visitor hours, how the park collects those, couldn't tell you. Probably should dive into that. But park visitor hours for recreation visitors, 715,313. Couldn't tell you what that means. Just one of those numbers. So where are people going into the park? The answer is pretty simple. The overwhelming majority of visitors to the park entered through the North Gate and then the West Gate. The North Gate up in Gardner, 25,088. So 25,088. The West Gate, 11,926. The South Gate had 3,049 visitors. The Northeast Gate doesn't technically count. They do not have the counter going right now, because if you drive into the park through the West Gate and go to Cook City and then drive back, you're considered one visitor. But the East Gate had 300 visitors, so not a lot of people coming into the park from Cody, which makes sense. That's just a long snowmobile trip, and there's not really the infrastructure out there that there is, say, out of West Yellowstone or even at the South Gate. I think the shocking number here really is that South Gate with over 3,000 visitors. I think we overlook the South Gate when we talk about winter recreation quite a bit, but 3,000 people is a decent amount. I mean, it's 100 a day, so not too bad. All right, so how many people stayed in the park? Another fun little thing to put together. Concessioner lodging, so lodging at Old Faithful or in Mammoth, they had 9,578. The total was 9,623 for overnight stays, which means that 45 people in January stayed at the Mammoth Campground. The National Park Service does a fun thing of keeping track of tents versus RVs, and 18 visitors camped in tents in January of 2025, while 27 stayed in RVs. You know, again, I don't know what you're supposed to do with that information, but if you are one of those 18 people that tent camped, like, congratulations. I am all for people doing that when they have the right gear. It's nothing I would probably personally do, but, you know, it's still a fun thing to do if you're into being cold. I think the RVs make a little more sense, but still, that number is pretty low for campers. It's only 45. If we want to compare it to last year, to 2024, we can't. The Mammoth Campground was not open last year, and I could dive in and figure out like previous years, but I'm not going to. No one really cares that much. If you do, reach out to me. I can give you those numbers. Like I said, the total number of overnight stays, 9,623 in the park. So those are the lucky few. There were obviously far more people staying in West Yellowstone, out in Cook City and Silvergate, and up in Gardner, and even all the way through Paradise Valley and Livingston that would go into the park. But those that stayed in the park, just under 10,000, which is a decent amount. So when we break this down a little further, this year the Old Faithful Snow Lodge so far in January, 5,642 visitors, while the Mammoth Hotel had 3,936 visitors. The Old Faithful Snow Lodge actually saw an increase of 17.4% from the previous year, while Old Faithful saw a 13.3% increase. Total lodge stays averaged out to a 15.7% increase in visitors from the previous year. But again, what's interesting is that visitation this year was less than last year, but we're seeing more people staying in the park. Now, there was one thing that I wanted to mention about camping that I forgot to earlier, but according to the park, there were zero backcountry campers in January this year. The only reason I bring that up is because supposedly there were 53 backcountry campers last year. So we saw a 100% decrease, but that 53 number and that zero number, 53 is correct for last January. The zero may just be taking longer to get registered through the park website, which is where I'm getting all of this information. So while I'm almost done with the January visitation records because it is the first month and there's not a lot to talk about, I do want to point out one trend that I am seeing over the last few years that is important to note, and that is the traffic count on Highway 191. Now, if you're familiar with Highway 191, it is that road that connects West Yellowstone to Big Sky and then up to Bozeman. This year, supposedly there were around 51,600 people that drove through. That is pretty high historically, because the highest number was 2022 with 54,870 visitors in January. Since 191 is just a major road that goes through the park that isn't actually an entrance station, we tend not to count these as visitation. However, we can look at this section of the road and kind of see, is the area itself getting more popular and more visited? So more people might be going, instead of going to West Yellowstone, they might be going to Big Sky from Island Park or from Idaho, or driving down to the Tetons or Island Park or elsewhere in Idaho from Bozeman, from Belgrade, from Four Corners, and through the Gallatin Gateway. So looking at that, that's just an interesting thing that I'm noticing. This was doing some quick math right now, it looks like about the fourth or fifth busiest January on Highway 191. And remember how I mentioned, like, oh, there are some years 2001 and 2002, and then 95 and 96 that were pretty high. Those numbers for Highway 191 for those years are actually much lower and more consistent. So this was a very trafficked January for Highway 191. So finally, what does this mean for the year? It's too early to tell. I think we're going to have a busy year. I don't think that is a rough prediction or a difficult prediction. I think Yellowstone's going to see top 5 years. That's an easy prediction. We might see top 1 or 2 years of visitation this year. January is just off to a slower than last year start, but not by enough to really say that, oh yeah, people aren't coming. February's numbers may be low too, just because we have had some snow. And while the snow hasn't necessarily hit the park as hard as it's hit the surrounding areas, it has hit the surrounding areas pretty hard. Interstate 90 that connects Bozeman to Livingston, and then from Livingston you swing south on Highway 89 to get to Gardner and that north entrance. The pass has been closed for hours at a time, days at a time, and it's been pretty snowy. So that's going to impact travel. We will see what that does when the February numbers are released in early to mid-March. But until then, I can say that park visitation is still consistent. We are off to a busy start, but not the busiest start. And it's been a snowier winter, so if it wasn't a snowy, maybe we would have seen higher numbers. But with that, I thank you for listening to this bonus episode of This Week in Yellowstone. And I will be back in a couple of days with the newest episode covering what you need to know to visit the park this coming week. Until then, take it easy, enjoy winter, and know that as I'm recording this, we are about 1 month away from Rocky Mountain Bluebirds returning to Yellowstone National Park. I'm going to talk about that more in a couple of weeks, but if you listen to this whole bonus episode, you get that little tidbit of information. I usually see Rocky Mountain Bluebirds around mid-March, so fingers crossed we see them soon. Till then, bye!
This Week in Yellowstone is brought to you by the Outdoor Society, because that's my company, and that's where this is hosted. There are no sponsors, there's no ad breaks, this is a labor of love, so thank you all for listening. Copyright 2025, baby!